This is the Seth and Colby Show. Would you like to participate in the Seth and Colby Show? Then listen close. It will be assumed that you were at least 18 years of age when participating in the Seth and Colby Show. All references to persons, living or dead, are purely satirical and should not be taken as gospel. If you would like to participate in a Seth and Colby Show contest, you must be 18 years or older. Only one winner per household per 60 days. Friends, family, and co-workers of the staff of the Seth and Colby Show are not eligible to win prizes. Have a great holiday from the lawyers at Duo.com.
Delayed for added dramatic effect.
My clip on my microphone is broken.
Thank you. My gosh.
For being a douche.
The listeners better love us.
Why?
We went through hell today for them.
Why?
Well,
yeah, me.
The war.
Over here.
Did you ever think about the
war? Duh.
Sorry, you're really loud.
I killed 8 Iraqis.
Iraqi insurgents?
No.
Oh.
Whoa.
Just Iraqis. Okay. They were civilians. Didn't have weapons.
What?
Murdered them senselessly.
I was bored.
Wow.
God.
Pretty sure we're going to get arrested.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Going to jail is not fun.
That was the third bong, because I usually bong 3 times and it's delayed for dramatic effect.
Gotcha.
It's just we would have wasted like an hour if we wouldn't have, you know.
What?
I don't. I lost my train of thought in the middle of that sentence. Whitney, you're being awfully silent.
Yes, I am. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Wasn't today to be the first episode where we had guests?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Hold on, I'm gonna eat this tomato.
But now we have Matthew.
I apologize.
Man, it sucks.
I guess.
Yeah, I'd like to apologize to our listeners. Because we're doing the show at 8:46 at night, which is probably the most random time ever to start a show.
Yes.
The reason for this being, let's just run them through our day.
Okay.
Me and Colby did nothing but move the last week. We moved from my house. You know what? This is popping. I'm just going to close down Skype. No one's going to call us.
Nope.
Okay. We're moving from my old apartment to a new 2-bedroom in lieu of the wife moving in with me, which means that, oh, this is my chair.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I totally forgot. Yeah.
Rocking.
So much better. Okay.
Rocking like a mofo.
Anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, it's moving because the wife's moving in. So we're moving to a 2-bedroom, and one of the bedrooms is dedicated to be a studio. And so we're moving all of the equipment downstairs in the duo studio that we did the video shows at and, like, Beautiful Monsters every once in a while. And we moved it to the studio in my new apartment, which is now deemed Duo Studio A, if you ever hear us mention it. And it's badass.
It is badass.
There's 6 monitors in the room.
Yes.
I mean, that's how badass
it is. I don't think you have enough.
For me and Colby. Basically, me and Colby both use our Macs with dual monitors, and we both have a Windows computer. We both have a soundboard. It's pretty awesome. And then there's a workstation for people like Matthew when they show up.
Yep.
Okay.
I was going to burp, but it didn't work.
Oh, sorry for that loss. But anyway, and so we're moving, but so in order to do that, we took stuff from Colby's house. Now, Colby still lives with his parents, and Colby's parents have donated generously a few amount of dollars to this show. Not just the show, just Duo in general. But the thing is that they, when they donated stuff to...
Right, they.
When they donated
stuff... Like my dad even knew about everything going on.
Like this thing right here. Like,
yeah.
You know, we could totally take this to my house just by me walking up and being like, I'm taking my Mac Mini back. And then would your mom be like, no, it's not your Mac Mini.
That's true.
Dude.
But that's staying here.
I know. Well, I like it over here anyway.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we moved stuff from Colby's house. We moved a table. Yeah, 2 tables.
2 tables, a Windows computer, a monitor, and that's about it.
Yeah, and the monitor, which was Colton's, not even your family's.
And she thinks, oh, well, yeah, since we donated all that, it should be ours.
Yeah, well, they, you know, really, I can give them $40 for the table, and then what else did we take? Oh, the Windows computer. That I can't reimburse them for.
No, that's $200.
But I did give them this monitor.
Yep, which is
horrible looking, but it's like worth 50 cents. But I did donate it for the good of the show. Okay, everybody's being really quiet, except for me and Colby. It's
We're listening to you.
I'm sorry. I'm a little tired.
I'm drawing a picture of a sailboat, and it's getting rained on.
That's probably the gayest drawing ever.
Hey, shut up.
Just say.
Go die. It's good looking.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, anyway.
Shut up!
Okay.
Continue. I said continue, bitch.
Okay. So we're moving stuff over to the new apartment, and we did that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, because we had to be out of there Thursday. And so we moved a lot, and we're tired. And I don't even remember why I started to tell this story. So if anyone can fill me.
The reason why
Colby went through hell today.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And so we're really tired to begin with. And today was the first day. And because Colby was over Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I didn't see him Thursday or Friday. So I kind of half set up the studio. And then yesterday I kind of got the rest of the stuff. And I 3/4 finished the studio. And today we were going to finish the rest of it. Well, Sarah's bridal shower was last night, and so was Whitney's sister's dance recital. And Whitney's encore dance recital, not Whitney's, Whitney's sister's encore dance recital was today at 2. And so Matthew's in drill until like 6, and then Whitney was going to be gone. So it was going to be me and Colby and maybe Timmy, because she forgot ultimately, so it wouldn't have mattered anyway.
Yep.
So it would have been me and Colby, and so I'm like, well, let's just wait till whenever, you know, in the evening, and then we'll do the show with Matthew and Whitney, you know, like we usually do, because those are people that are on our show. And so that's why we're here so late. But we had to go pick up Whitney and everything, and Matthew's fat.
Matthew got his license taken away.
Yeah, Matthew also got...
Army is gay.
Almost suspended from school for being a mental patient. Sent to a...
But we'll talk about that later.
Sent to a mental institution.
After we start the show.
Don't worry, I'm not going to talk about it. We just need to mention that Matthew was sent to a mental institution. Because now we can literally say that our show is insane. Woo! Woo! Sorry, I kind of ruined it with the crickets.
Yeah. You need to start the show if you didn't get my...
Oh! I didn't make it opening!
Oh!
I only made the 4 breaks!
Oh my god!
Stupid!
Bravo!
Hey, no. We got it. Alright, turn yourself on that, and then play a song, and then do it by yourself.
Hello?
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 There you go.
That works. I sound exactly the same as Charles.
Exactly.
Right.
Well, it's better.
Hello and welcome to the show. Seth. Starring Seth Neiman.
Hi.
I'm dumb.
You're supposed to be playing music.
Yeah, that works well.
Play the music, damn it.
Yeah, that works real great.
Play the music.
Oh, God.
Play the music.
How about you do it, surfer dude?
Sweet.
Oh, God. God help us all.
Yeah, that's better. It is way too early in the show to be using those effects.
It's way too late to be doing a show.
It is. I will agree with that.
But I think
sure.
I warned Seth that this would happen.
Yeah, that made sense. I'm moving on. Play the damn intro.
Hold on, I want to eat my sandwich.
God damn it.
I have to finish my sandwich before we start the show.
You suck. This is third time. No.
Second time
that we've eaten on the show.
Every time we do a show late at night, it always winds up like this.
It's less than half. It's our 5th episode.
That's true.
We've been doing this episode for 5 weeks. Mm-hmm.
Time has flown. Not really. This week went by really, really long.
Yeah. I'm eating.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it did. It went by really
slow.
Oh,
my.
Wow, the show has really great energy.
I'm sorry, I'm eating!
We shouldn't be eating on the air.
It's really hard to look around at my co-host, and they're just like sleeping.
It sounded like you said co-host.
Looking around at my chocolate fuzzies, I don't know what the hell that was. I'm just gonna eat this breast real quick, and I'll be back. Well, that made Matthew laugh a lot more than I should have.
Yeah. Well, that's because Matthew's gay and laughs at hoes.
I'm insane.
Oh, F me!
Thank you.
Well, I was going to pay the crickets, but apparently that joke was amazing. You won an award for that amazing joke. God, I put these buttons too close together. I just ruined my life.
Good.
Man, this lettuce is...
Hope you die.
My sandwich is blowing away.
I just blew myself.
That'll be a better way to say that.
Arrested development.
We need to, I seriously want to drive.
What?
While we're on the air. Get in our car and go somewhere. While we're on the air.
Yeah, that's stupid. No.
Why don't you want to do that?
No.
I think it'd be kind of a fun idea.
No. Raise your hand if you think that'd be badass. Raise your hand if you think Colby's a douchebag. Okay,
thank
well.
You, I love you, Colby.
Raise your hand if you think Colby's a man. No one raised their hand, though.
I raised my hand, bitch.
Suck on that.
Don't pay attention to me.
Stop eating! I'm going to throw a pair of scissors at your eye.
Yeah, because that'll help a foe. I can either eat or you can kill me. Either way, the show goes
I'll trust the ladder.
Pin. Almost done. I just got to eat the box
God
next.
Damn. I'm going to continue drawing my picture.
Okay. You're still about in the rain.
I'm adding texture.
Well, this is going to be a very loose show. Mainly because of the fact that I forgot to do an opening. Also because of the fact that we didn't do anything this week at all. Like, really the big events that happened were today.
Yeah.
And that
much.
Could fill up 30 seconds. So, really, we're going to go donate. Is that right? Dedicate. We're going to dedicate most of the show today. We're going to dedicate the first hour to Whitney. And the second hour to Matthew.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Although, Whitney, you may get bumped for a whole solid 2 hours of Matthew at the Insane Asylum. I just want you to know that is a possibility. But there are some things that I want to talk about that I'm going to make up right now on top of my head. Let me think. All right, well, there's nothing. So
I got blown by a walrus.
I literally have no idea what to say, what that meant, or what I should do with my life anymore.
Awesome left hand to a walrus.
Well, can I delete you out of the show? I don't know what just happened.
Wow.
See, I wanted to say camel when I said I got blew by a camel.
Okay.
But it didn't work.
Did you say camels?
No.
You did. You said camels. Matthew's
where's the long one?
It's coming up. Here it comes. Here's Matthew. Yes.
That's a quality. Really, that's a really horny camel.
Oh, that was badass.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Okay. Do you think girls touching themselves is hot, Matthew?
First appearance. Colby just turned and looked dramatically at Matthew.
No, it was a question. I wanted to hear what it says. If you dare say I plead the fifth, I'm going to stab you in the neck.
Do you think girls touching themselves is hot, Matthew?
I plead the fifth.
All right. I just need him.
Colby lifted his leg up really high, and he was like, oh, I'm kneeing you in the ear.
It's so damn hot in here. Where'd my fan go?
Dude, we could get on the phone and go driving.
It's right behind you, dumbass.
Go driving on the phone. In the car with the phone. Not on the phone. The phone doesn't have wheels. Except for Matthews. You know what else has wheels?
I was about to say something completely inappropriate.
My...
Oh God.
Well,
this is not funny to anyone. We're retarded. Oh my God.
Okay, have you guys ever seen the Gamefly commercial?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where the guy's changing out all the... Yeah.
Did you ever notice at the bottom what the web address to that is? It's gamefly.com/TV69. I stared at that.
What is that noise?
It's my fan.
Oh.
Could that be it?
No.
Jackass.
Oh, Jesus, a frog came out of my eye.
Oh, my God.
That must not feel too good.
I'm trying to find if I have any music on here that's not copyrighted. Pretty sure I don't.
Why?
I was going to say.
So I can play an opening song. Like, all the stuff.
Can't we play it for 45 damn seconds, you little bitch?
Yeah, we can do the entire opening for 45 damn seconds. Okay. How about I just play 45 seconds of, like, five different songs?
Okay.
Okay. Hold on. Any requests? Anyone around the table?
Dude, just play his damn song.
Okay, I'm just going to close my... I'm going to do shuffle.
Oh.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to do shuffle.
This game.
And I'm just going to do next. Untitled playlist. I'm just going to drag every single one of my songs in here.
This is so boring.
Your ass is boring.
You need to do something, like, now.
Hold on, I'm making it. I'm going to start start the show right now. All right, here we go. 45 seconds opening, starting right now. All right, everybody, welcome to the Seth and Colby Show. Here's all of our info.
You can call Seth and Colby every Saturday from 1 to 3 o'clock Central Standard Time at 1-316-665-7338. You can email Seth and Colby anytime from
it's
anywhere
the gayest
in
intro
the world.
Ever.
I'm sorry.
Seth and Colby at duo.com.
You told me to do this. You said 45 seconds of a song so we can introduce everybody. All right, well, everybody, welcome to the show. Today's a new episode on... Oh, I thought that was the song! Someone, like, laughing maniacally. Oh, crap, gotta go to the next song. Here we go.
Oh, God.
This is one of Brian's CDs. Wow. It's really hard to do an opening, by the way, with this kind of music in the background.
I was gonna say,
what the hell is this?
This is Sufjan Stevens.
Huh?
He's gay. Oh. Yeah. I lost a train of thought. It's a new episode. Today is March 3rd.
No.
May 3rd.
May 2nd.
Wait, it's May 3rd.
It's May 3rd.
It's the 3rd of May. I would know. I didn't say it wrong ever. Except for the time I said it was March.
Yeah.
And you can call us anytime at 1-316-665-7338. We do the show live. 1 to 3 o'clock Central Standard Time.
So except for today.
Yeah.
And...
Now
God.
I drew a big fish eating this guy on the
and
you could say it's a fish, it might be a shark, no one knows.
But anyway, we do the show live 1 to 3 Central Standard Time every Saturday.
Live.sethandcolby.com.
That's right, live.sethandcolby.com. Join our Facebook group
at facebook.sethandcolby.com.
That's right. Well, I'm glad someone does.
This song's cool.
Now everybody's singing. Anyway, what else do we say at the opening? These songs are the worst opening songs I could ever hope for.
I know.
Yep.
Did you say MySpace?
MySpace.com/SethandColby.
There you go.
An email address. Email at SethandColby.com.
Wow, Seth.
God damn, this is horrible.
Do you just want me to fly through these and see what songs we'd come up with next? Yeah. Here we go. It
sucks.
Move on.
Move on.
Holy God.
That one
like
could work
song.
A little.
Yeah. I love this song.
What?
Is this the one that Brian played? No, never mind.
Yeah, there's no way the piano sounds this good.
No, remember? Brian kept playing a weird clip of somebody applauding on the Seth Brian
show. I have no idea what that was. That was him not paying attention.
Yeah.
So far, we've gone through the Beatles, Explosion to the Sky, The Almost, Fair, Regina Spektor, U2, and this is Coldplay. Next is Isley. Wow, some of this music is really gay.
Why do you have this music?
I don't. I put this on it because Sarah sometimes listens on my computer. This is Further Scenes Forever. Yeah. Another Beatles song. This one could actually use as an intro, because it's upbeat enough. And then, something of mine that wouldn't ever work for an intro. He looks like he eats a lot of candy. Jim Gaffigan
album. I love Jim Gaffigan.
I even enjoy watching people make food. But you ever notice the Food Network is far more interesting when you're hungry? When you're
Wow, he's funny.
Now there's a plane attacking the guy in the boat.
So there's a fish eating him, a plane, and he's in the rain.
Yeah.
This guy is having probably the worst day ever.
Well, next is the Cloverfield monster.
Wow, this guy really should just kill himself.
If I can
Wow, that
it.
Didn't get any laughs at all. Seriously, there's like no good songs on here. Like the next good song I could use is another Beatles song. This one.
And I then... like this song.
Oh, hey. The one after this song, guess what it is, Colby?
Oh my gosh!
It's an old CD.
Oh my gosh!
Wow.
Here's a Beatles song we could use too.
Yeah, welcome to the show, bud.
Oh my god.
It's ragtime music time.
Your time is my time, and every time's a good time. Here's one we can play. I'm just going through these right now. Here's another one that's just another piano song.
The next few minutes are in the lap of the gods and the hands of the Beatles. In my young days, when I was a lad, they used to...
You are a complete nerd, you know this? God, this much music.
My brother has about this
How many
much,
days worth
more.
Of music do you have, Seth?
That was Kanye West. I have 4 days.
No, not 20... the amount of music. This gay-ass music.
Hey, the Beatles are good.
Beatles can suck my ass.
You're just jealous because they had...
Fame? Weed?
Yes.
Women? Yes.
The weed. That's what you're... That's what you're... You know, I'm... Seriously, I got confused again. What is... Whose headphones keep unplugging and plugging in? It's yours. Whatever you're pulling on right now is messing with my phones. That was the weirdest ass noise ever made. It sounded like a cone was being inserted into a vag.
Ew.
Yes, Winnie. You
there.
Like it.
The Cloverfield monster is drawn.
This
it's
is
going to
be probably the most amazing picture ever.
Yeah,
you can recital. See it. What did you just say? Did you say something I have to delete out of the
no.
show?
Not at all.
You better write it down when
you see it.
Yes. I do have to dump that. Thank you. Thank you.
Twice.
Yes. You made me delete 20 some... No, not that much. I don't know what I'm saying. Whitney, how was the recital?
It was...
Sucked.
Holy crap.
Anyway, it was good. I mean, you know, it's my little sister. She's only 4 years old, so it's not perfect, but it was kind of funny to watch her up there.
Did she do, like, Irish dancing, or what did she do?
No, she was, like, stomping and over-exaggerating everything, you know. She's...
But what style of dance was it?
It was, she did one song
with
tap.
Such a tap.
What?
He's got you on the devil voice.
Fine, bitch. No, keep me on. Keep okay. me on. I'll okay. keep going.
Okay.
One was...
Now the gay voice.
Now keep me on the gay voice.
Now the devil. Gay. Everything.
Holy shut up.
She did a tap and then
a ballet
one. You know, the older girls kind of sucked, though. They weren't all that impressive. But, you know, and I had to sit on a skinny black chair, which sucked ass, and my ass actually went numb after a while because I couldn't feel it. It was like, dear God, when is this damn show going to end? And I don't know. It was just really, it was kind of long, but.
Wait, not an air word you just said.
I know.
So give me into one word. How good was it?
It was cute.
Cumbersome.
You just enjoy saying that word, don't you?
Hey, it's cumbersome. It doesn't matter yet. You don't have to dump it.
Yeah, it's an actual word.
Man, I just cumbersomed. That didn't work because that was a different
no,
tense.
No, it didn't.
Man, I was at her house and I just cumbersomed all over her face.
Okay, that works. I just seem like a jackass.
Well, you're the jackass.
Now the devil is popping out of the sky and ripping the guy.
Oh, my balls! Says Mike just fell onto his special air.
Oh, my testicles!
Thank you, Matthew.
Thanks, Matt.
Oh, well.
Appreciate that.
Idiot.
Thanks, Matt.
You're welcome.
You're such a bitch!
You said idiot.
I was talking to Matthew!
I don't care.
This one isn't live. This show's just going to be chopped to bits. That's all.
It'll only be like 5 minutes.
You guys know how the delay
Somebody
works.
Somebody texted me.
Do you know how the
no.
delay works?
Oh, you just delete a section of it.
Yeah, but like we have like a 15-second delay, but we have it set on 3 seconds. So as soon as you say something, I hit the button and it deletes the last 3 seconds of the show, which basically makes Matthew go, oh, thanks, Matthew. He just deletes that section out.
It's stupid. That's stupider than putting a beep in.
Wow. Seth, please don't kill Colby.
Finish the show!
Don't kill
okay.
me.
All right, whatever.
I just stared at everybody. Stared at them. Colby's like, I don't care. Now what's happening to the poor guy in the boat? Satan's finished his deed yet?
Yeah,
now are you going to invent something worse to rape and pillage his poor man's brain? Okay, or no answer is just as good as tell me the truth. That's fine. Just whatever you need to do to keep the boat floating. That sounded really disgusting. Wow, no one is helping me out right
I'm
now.
I'm sorry.
You saying boat floating reminds me of
all I have is the Cloverfield monster raping his ass. Then a shark is biting his head off. A plane is coming down shooting him in the face. And then the devil is just like, ha. Ah.
And then there's a whole bunch of crucifixes. What the?
I'm going to go get the pen.
Ether's like, I'm done. Now he's getting up and going to get the pen. And he just tried to throw something at me but missed.
Horribly.
Okay, Whitney, what were you talking about, floating boats?
Oh. The term floating boat floating, whatever. Reminds me of an Aaliyah song. It was a nasty song. And she was like, and the chorus is like, rock the boat, turn a little, switch positions. She was talking basically about sex.
Wow. Matt, you have 3 new voicemail messages.
Listen to them on the air. Play them right now.
No.
Play them on the air.
What's your passcode?
I'm not going to tell you.
You're a bitch. Well, then I'm going to break your damn phone.
It's probably 778. Is that what it is?
Voicemail charging.
Just hold down 1. Does it ask you for a password?
Yep.
You can't just dial voicemail. Just hold down 1 button. Just hold down 1 key.
Aha, that worked.
Now, where's the
speakerphone?
Put on speaker.
It's probably the right.
I got it. I got it.
Right soft key. Is it ringing?
Oh, hear it.
It's at the bottom.
Name, number, and a brief message, and I will get back to you as soon as I possibly can.
Thanks.
Have a wonderful day.
Okay.
Press 1 to enter a telephone number or a short message.
This is what happened if you just dialed 1.
To record a voice message, press 3.
Press 3.
Press 1 to enter a telephone number.
Press 3.
Tone.
Now just lay the phone down. Okay. You have to listen to all of this.
Okay.
Suck it!
Yes, that was really boring.
I accidentally pressed 3. I don't know.
I don't know what 3 does.
There, I hung it up. What's cell top?
Like weather, sports, stuff
doing,
like that.
Seth?
I don't
That's
know.
Pretty cool.
I haven't played some of these sound effects in a really long time because I went to dig
4 new voice messages. Damn, Matthew.
You're a popular guy. Let's just keep calling his phone throughout the show and leaving a voicemail.
Let's not.
No, let's do, because then you'll have to delete like 17 of them.
That'd be really funny.
I'm going to do it. I'm just going to call him on my phone.
Well, then I'm going to hang up.
Well, that's fine. You'll still go to voicemail, you dumbass.
No, it won't. Not if I hang up on you.
What do you think happens when you ignore a phone call? It
you
goes
don't
to
ignore,
the moon?
I'm going to hang up. Answer, hang up. Bitch. Suck on that.
Well, I guess he got me there.
All right, now what are we going to do? Let's talk about Whitney.
Okay, Whitney.
What?
Oh, let's play that one thing that we talked about. I forget the name. The game that you thought of at work. The thing that we did last week.
We didn't play a game last week.
Yeah, we did.
2 weeks ago?
A bit.
2 weeks ago, we played... What did we play 2 weeks ago? What was it called? Oh, Radio Rehab.
There you go.
That was 2 weeks ago. Not last
And this
week.
Would be perfect for Matthew, since he already went to rehab.
Matthew, how was your trip to the insane asylum?
It was pretty uneventful.
Really? Did they stick a needle in your butt?
Nope.
Wow.
God, what is with this show?
I don't know. We're taking a break. We'll be back.
This is the Seth and Colby Show.
Matthew, you're fired.
Changing the way you listen to the radio. Duo.com. SETHEWOH.com. This is the Seth and Colby Show.
Everybody, everybody, listen up. I need your ideas now. Ideas, please, right now. Go, go. Come on.
Michael, we don't know what you're talking about.
Wet cement outside. It's drying fast. Come on. This is a lifelong dream. What do I write? What do I write?
Michael, you could put your initials in it.
MGS, no. Some idiot named Mark Greg Sputnik will claim credit for it. I don't. Once in a lifetime opportunity, people. Come on. Here we go.
Well,
let's. Yes.
When I was a little girl.
Okay. Okay, do it. Come on. Great. Let's hear it.
We found some wet cement in the
drying,
park at our neighborhood,
drying.
And...
All right, come on, Phil!
You right.
Oh, come on!
Here it is. You draw a picture.
No!
Because that says
no.
So much more than words.
No! Come on, give me something good!
Okay, I was watching E! And I saw Will Smith outside the Chinese theater, and oh my god, he looks so good.
Hey, I'm translating.
She's talking about the handprints that celebrities make in the cement.
I love it!
If you were a real star, you'd put your face in it.
I love it more!
Michael, that doesn't seem safe.
I love it!
Come on! We are here today not to immortalize a man, but an idea. Maybe the idea of a man.
Hurry, please.
Greatness is only skin deep, some people say. Well, that's not true. Other people believe it's deep down inside, and in this case,
ready?
That's also
and?
Not true.
Go! Force it in as deep as you can.
Colby gets jiggy with men. The Seth and Colby Show.
Those were specifically made for Colby because he wouldn't help me with liners today, so I just made them all about his gayness.
Nice.
I don't actually remember if all three of them were about his gayness.
No, one's about Matthew. Isn't it?
I don't remember. I seriously don't remember. We did this 2 hours ago. So Colby's dad came in here like 4 seconds ago and just like stared at us.
Because he's a loser and has nothing else to do.
Is he? Are they like going to talk to you after?
Probably.
Like, a show about how devilry you are.
Yep.
Colby, you're the Antichrist.
Yep.
I mean, you know you can always live with me.
Yep.
Matthew, you can, but that's just because you're creepy and you would detract from ladies showing me their boobs. Oh, F me!
What?
I unplugged my headphones.
Good job.
F me.
Now there's a submarine shooting missiles up at the ship.
Why don't you just draw a pillar of fire coming down?
It's a good idea.
It all.
It's a good idea.
Just like 14,000 knives being thrown by a million ninjas at this guy.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah, that would take a lot of time.
Yeah,
I think we should do best of for the last hour of the show.
Why?
Because we're gonna be able to fill an hour, two hours of the show. There's just not enough that happened, and it's late and tired and.
I went to Sarah's bridal shower.
That's true. You want anything exciting happen there?
No.
See?
Except Kathleen kind of was a bitch.
Oh, wow. Let's ring the that surprising alarm right now. I don't really have an alarm.
That would be funny.
I do.
That'd be awesome if there was an alarm that went, whoop, that's surprising. Whoop.
She wasn't towards me, but, you know, she just...
There's a pillar of fire.
From what Timmy told me, she did not unpack before the party. It wasn't until like a couple, you know, like maybe a couple hours before I got there,
she decided to unpack stuff.
Yeah.
Apparently, Timmy showed up at her house at like 3:30 and was like, Kathleen hasn't done a thing. And
yeah.
Was pretty pissed. But Kathleen works all day.
You know what's funny?
What? I'm going to be glad that I'm going to see this every time I do the show.
What was that? What the hell?
I think Seth is tired.
Dust a little bit.
Dude, seriously, we should get in my car and go somewhere.
Okay.
Seriously.
Let's go get me some food.
You want to go get Whitney food on the air? What is wrong with you? Why don't you want to go in the car?
Because the car's stupid, and I think it's a bad idea.
Why do you think it's a bad idea?
Because.
Can you give me a reason?
It's a bad idea.
Can you give me a reason?
Besides Colby's just not happy right now.
Alright, screw it. Let's go somewhere.
Okay, but why don't you want to?
I don't know.
Well, why do you think it would be bad?
Because crappy quality.
It's just us on the phones.
Yeah.
You're right, it will be crappy quality, but is this amazing quality?
Yeah.
I mean, audio-wise, sure, it sounds good, but, you know. Alright, well, is there anything else happening at the bridal shower that's exciting and worth talking about?
No, not really. You know,
any stories,
besides me
what?
Making some inappropriate.
Oh yeah, I got stories from school.
All right, go ahead. Ooh. Let's get everything out of the way, and then maybe we'll fill the last hour by driving or something. I don't know.
All right,
we'll do something.
You know that test I was telling you about?
Yes, the one that you passed with flying colors.
Yes, I passed my test and it was awesome.
Oh, sorry, I meant to play
was
clapping
this your
people,
AIDS
but
test,
I don't have
or
one
was
here.
This an actual school test?
It was a school test. Okay. My science test that I'm failing, but
oh, I'm glad you passed.
Yeah, so yay. It got me up to like 1% away from a C. So that's good. And anyways, so what was happening like right before the test? Matthew is like really close to me. It was like he's my friend Dylan Pinka, all right? And then I'm sitting where I am. The teacher is right in front of us. We're like, "Hey, hey, you got the cheat sheet? Yeah, we're going to cheat. Yeah, hopefully we get form B, you know. I want form B so bad or else I'm screwed, you know." She's standing there, she doesn't do a thing. Not one thing.
Nice.
That's pretty funny.
Then Dylan happens to get form B. He's like, "Yes, I can cheat," and she doesn't do anything.
Wow,
doesn't do a thing.
That's pretty funny. I like it when teachers do that.
I'm glad you were on your phone for that entire story. And didn't hear a word.
I heard it all.
Yeah, okay. You're okay. Little bitch. Now yeah. I'm not going.
Driving. I heard it.
I
heard it.
I love what you did.
You
yeah,
were
come
the,
on,
you
Seth.
You were with the person and you were cheating right in front of the teacher.
Yep.
Yep.
Still, I'm not going driving.
I'm sorry. I just what the.
What are you doing?
Something went away because
the soundboard is like going off. Like, is it the soundboard or is it the headphones that are effing up?
It's a headphones.
Well, it's making me angry.
There you go.
It happens.
It works.
Anger. And you wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Yeah.
Or else you turn into this devil on my desk.
That's no, right. The devil in
he
your
turns
desk.
Blue and throws this.
Oh,
demon.
Yeah? Yeah.
Yes.
You want to finish that thought?
I just called. I just tried to type in the show's phone number, and I ended up calling myself.
Wow.
Nice.
Bravo.
7338.
God.
Flying Discus of Doom.
What? You're a Discus of Doom.
Should I draw UFOs attacking this bitch?
Why don't you draw me attacking?
Yes, do it.
Draw me attacking the
nah,
person.
Nah, that would be too scary.
Hello?
Hello?
Okay. Phone's working.
Woohoo.
Yay.
Point.
Wow. This show is the awkward silence show.
Some advice
I don't
for
like
our
it.
Listeners.
It's not really awkward. It's just me staring at people. What? Not to
what
go
if
to
it's
two.
Awkward.
Not to go to.
You don't want to threaten somebody to kill somebody. It's not the best.
How are we
going to
fill an hour and a half of driving?
We're not.
We're not.
Going to fill everything else, and then we might go driving, and then the rest will be best of.
Yeah.
This devil looks weird.
Okay, we could do two full 2 hour shows of best of because of that 4 hour show we did.
Yeah,
that's true.
Good.
Because that's technically a 4 hour Colby and Seth and Colby show.
Yep.
Well, not technically. I guess technically it was a Colby and
not one.
Show, but it was me and Colby hosting it because Colton dished us like a.
No,
dick.
It was a Seth
no.
and Colby show
yeah,
because remember we
it.
Played the intro and everything.
Yeah, you claimed it. You said this is the first episode.
Oh, did we?
Yes.
Yeah.
But didn't I start it with the Colby and Colton stuff?
No.
Nope.
I think I did.
No, because remember I came over to your house for the full 3 or 4 hours before that.
But didn't I start the show with
no.
Colby and Colton?
Oh, yeah, you did.
And then I
yeah.
played our jingles.
That's right.
That's right, I did.
He started it with, this yeah. is the Colby and Colton show.
Sorry, that's an inside
go
joke.
Go to blankstudios.com/audio/shows/Colton and Dylan and listen to the
yeah,
intro.
That's not a short URL.
Nope.
I'm thinking of buying ColtonandDylan.com because I have that extra domain, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know if it's worth it.
It's free.
I know, but I mean, like, should I continue with blank or not?
I don't know.
Blankstudios.com.
Up to you. No one's going to visit there.
Nope.
You're such a bitch.
It's just true.
Yes. Yes.
What the heck?
And you dud over the real guy. The funny part is the actual does.
Well, then do it again.
This is the Colby and Dylan show!
Best
what
intro
the heck?
Ever.
Yes, it is.
Seriously,
thank
it is.
You.
But that's
thank
all you.
You
need to listen to in their show.
Yeah.
How far into the show before they said something that needed to be bleeped?
Oh, I don't know.
Like 5 seconds.
Oh, yeah, seriously.
Oh, you're right, because he said, welcome to the Colby and Colton.
No,
and
no, no,
goes,
I deleted
oh, yeah.
that. I deleted
oh,
that.
You started that over.
He started over. He was like, all right, welcome. It's the third episode of the Colton and Dylan show, and then Dylan starts laughing. He's like, dude, right before you said it, you said welcome to Colby and Colton, and then F. That's what happened. Yeah.
Wow, that's funny.
Wow.
That sucks.
Why is this so
anywho.
Damn weird?
What?
This show.
It's not damn weird.
It is.
We're all just kind of you know, it's a mixture of nothing happening.
Yep.
It being late at night and tired, and us being frightened by your mom.
That's true. Yeah.
That and I only got an hour of sleep on Thursday night.
Why?
Holy crap.
My God, Dad.
I asked why. Tell me right now.
Because I drink pop. Like, apparently if I drink pop at 8 o'clock at night, I won't go to bed till like 2:30.
Well, since you're drinking it at 9:25.
I'm going to go to bed. No, seriously. I'll go to bed, but it wouldn't matter. But for some reason, at 8 o'clock, if I drink pop, I won't go to bed till 2:30. So I thought, well, screw this. So I drank another glass of pop. I finally decided to fall asleep around 7:30, and I had to get up at 8:30 to go do a final. It sucked ass.
You know what's funny?
What? Thank you for making me believe something else. Anything else you want to say real quick?
Do you want me to?
No, I do not.
Well, then don't
that
say
that. That was a rhetorical question.
Jeez.
Sorry. Sorry.
Gotta be more, like, I'm gonna draw a cape.
Hanging from his junk, or? So damn tired.
Is the devil a superhero, or?
Yes.
Nice.
Super devil. Super Satan.
Super Satan.
All right, well, Matthew.
Yes?
Tell us about your time.
About my weekend?
Yeah.
When I threatened to kill Greg
and
slaughter him.
Fill us all in. Here we go. Sorry, that's the wrong music. I meant to click this one.
Oh,
fill us in.
Okay, so after the show, I went back to Hillsboro. And,
I'm going to draw an S.
I got really
pissed. Doesn't even care.
I got really pissed off at Greg. And I threatened to kill him.
What, like, completely take you off about it?
Like, you need to fill us in the backstory. Right?
Yeah, I mean,
but Seth,
I know that you hated him.
Yeah, well, I just finally just got really pissed off at him.
Why?
For the fact that he's dating Shane, just finally just pissed me off. Dang it.
Yes, pissed you off, yes.
Yes, extremely pissed me off.
Okay.
So I was like, well, screw this shiest and just kill him.
Okay, so what did you write in your letter?
Can't use my word. Shiest is my word, but a bitch.
So what was in your letter?
I told him if he came around me, I would kill him, pretty much.
Well, what? Pretty much, or that's what you said?
That's what I said.
He's probably making it rated G for what he actually wrote.
Yeah.
Him.
I can't really say that. Because you would be yelling at me.
I think we should let him.
Then it'll get deleted out. What do you want me
no,
to do?
Just put seriously. Bleeps. Seriously,
yeah, because that'll also be the same effect.
I know, but just so they know that he actually said something.
Or, you know, people on the show could be smart and just say the letter.
That's stupid.
It's yes. Not more stupid than be like, oh, man, I went and beeped him up in his beep.
Yeah,
because you know what they said.
Beeps are funnier than, like, letters.
Yeah, that's right. That's okay. Why your show had five listeners
anyway,
every
I
single
told...
week.
Yeah, what a
exactly.
I told
oh
Greg
gosh.
I would kill him. And so the school freaked out. And
I love the Godfather music behind
yeah.
us.
At the end of the letter, I said, if you just stay away from me and don't bother me, I won't kill you. So
that's very generous of you.
Yeah, well... Any common person, all the guys I've talked to in the quad about this letter, they said, well, shiest, all I would have done was just...
Said shiest again, Colby. I don't care.
All I would have done was just stay away from you, not go crying to the cops or going crying to Josh Arnold or going crying to my grandpa, which is exactly what Greg did. He goes, calls his grandpa up and goes, Grandpa, man, you're trying to kill me.
No, Matthew, he's actually smart and said, ooh, I can get him in trouble for what he wrote to me.
That's true.
He was being smart,
oh
not a baby.
Well, he was still being smart, but that doesn't mean that he's not a puss.
True.
He
I'm
is.
Not saying that he's not, but I'm just saying what he did was a smart thing to do because
so,
he could get people in trouble.
He goes crying to Josh Arnold, and Josh Arnold, of course.
Josh Arnold.
Josh Arnold is the resident director. He's in charge.
No, is his name Josh or Jarsh?
I have another name for him, but you would have to edit it out. So, anyway.
That didn't really answer my question, but thank you for humoring it anyway.
Anyway. So, Josh Arnold calls the cops, and so Saturday afternoon I had a meeting with my RA, which is resident director. He's in charge of my floor.
Why is it called RA if his initials are really RD?
Victor RA. Is my RA. Josh Arnold is my RD. The
so
resident-
why'd you say, oh.
Resident assistant, resident director?
Correct.
So why does he say one thing in initials and another?
Because they're different people.
Why does he say RA and RD instead of RA and resident director?
So... Never mind.
I don't know why he.
I'm just
that.
Trying to follow the story continuity
here. I understand.
Matthew has this thing where he talks in initials. Like, one time I texted him, like, where are you at? He's like, BNN. which stands for like button
Barnes
nuggers.
And Noble.
Yeah, I knew it stood for Barnes and Noble, but he can't say Barnes and Noble. Oh, Godfather music. So, okay, so the cops showed up at your house.
Yeah, and
with knives. They beat you with
the
sticks.
I had two options. They gave me the options were to go to Prairie View and spend the night there.
Okay, what's Prairie View?
Prairie View is a mental institution for psychotic people.
Well, we all know Matthew should probably actually be there anyway.
Yeah, anyway, and or I could get arrested and spend the night in jail. Either or, I had to leave campus.
Well, you know, you've already been to jail once. You
yep.
You probably could have been there and made friends.
Maybe.
Special.
So I tried to convince him for me just to go.
It's Matthew playing with Corey.
Sorry. I tried to convince him to let me come down here and hang out with Seth and be in Wichita.
That's what I want to do, is spend time with the rapist.
Thanks, Seth.
You're now a rapist. You're a raping murderer.
So anyway, since they won't let me come to Wichita, I decided to go to Prairie View in Newton. I go there, and they're like, ask me a few questions. Why'd you want to kill Greg? Have you thought about killing yourself? Have you thought about suicide?
Yes to all of the above.
No, I haven't thought about suicide, but I did cut myself, so cutting is not a fun thing to do, apparently.
These stickers are amazing. Sorry, what? Oh, that was emotional for you? I'm sorry. Anyway, continue.
And so the doctor was like, well, you should be hospitalized. You can go back to your campus.
Did you stand up and go, you're wrong, doctor, and then bite him?
No.
Because that's what crazy people do.
Well,
you bit me once. Actually, you bit me more than once. I still bleed down there.
Oh, God.
Your headphones make you look like Mickey Mouse.
Oh, God, help me.
Thank you for the silence.
You're welcome.
Okay, anyway, so after you got raped at the mental institution, you left, and what happened?
Went back to Hillsboro. I was under, I couldn't leave my room for a whole day. I couldn't even go to classes because they were afraid I was going to see Greg.
So if I like threaten people at work, I won't have to go.
I guess so.
Dude, that's awesome. Awesome.
So I had a meeting Monday. I was escorted to the dean of students' office by my RA, and he said, you know, I wanted to meet with you, but I only got 5 minutes to meet with you, so I'm going to have to make this short. So I was like, what the hell?
Were they like the mafia in there? Were they all wearing suits?
No.
What were they wearing?
He's like, I don't know.
What were the men wearing? Because I know you looked at them.
Sure time.
What were the women wearing?
There were no women there. This is just the dean. Eric Cotting, dean of students. Yeah. One person.
That's the way you like it.
Anyway, he was like, I just want to understand what happened this weekend. I was like, you already know the story, so what the hell? Anyway, so I explained it to him really quick. He's like, all right, well, you can go back to classes tomorrow. Tuesday morning, I had a meeting with some board of directors, I guess. It involved 3 members of faculty and 2 students to see if I could stay on campus or not.
What students? Like, are they like seniors or something?
Yes.
Like, how can a senior decide your fate?
There's 3 faculty and 2 students.
Okay. But why are students on that meeting thing? Like, why should students be able to decide what you do?
Because I'm living in the community of students.
Oh, so they were there to say whether or not you freaked them out enough?
Yeah, they're representing the student population. There's 1 male, 1 female.
Do you know who they are?
Yeah.
Have you ever met them once before?
Yes, I had class with Samuel Fleming and Melissa Nickel.
Okay, so you know them pretty well, then. They just weren't 2 random people.
Correct.
So why did they pick those 2 random people?
They're on the board, period. They've been on the board for the whole school year.
How can seniors be on the board? Does anyone else find this, like, weird?
They're not
board that makes decisions?
They're not the main board of Tabor. They're
underneath the big board.
Yeah, they're
but they're
the
still,
student...
they're able to they're make the, decisions. They're like the vice president.
Student Life Council Board is what it's called.
Okay.
So, 2 students, 1 person from the admissions office, 1 person...
It's not emissions, it's admissions.
Admissions, whatever.
Emissions is like the building that farts.
So one person from admissions, Eric Cotting, the dean of students, and Debbie Gray to represent the faculty.
You ever call him Eric Cottage Cheese?
No.
You should. That's what I would do.
Debbie Gray to represent the faculty and the counseling department.
And they all deemed that you were insane, or?
No, I met with them, and then they were like, well, we won't have a decision for you today, we'll have a decision for you tomorrow, which upset me, and you were like, wanted to just go and kill them, I think, after you heard that.
And then I finally got an answer Thursday afternoon.
Yeah.
From Eric that I could was allowed to stay. I had to...
To the depression of me and Colby both. Because we really wanted an intern to boss around a duo.
No.
Which, I'll be here all summer to boss around, so have fun with that.
Yeah, we boss you around now.
True.
Pick up your glasses.
How come you're going to stay here in the summer, Matthew?
Because my unit, now that they found out that I'm psychotic and wanting to threaten to kill people. And I,
which is something you never want to do in the army is kill people.
Exactly. And that have harmed myself. They have asked...
You ever met Alex Luckenbach? Anybody? I'm pretty sure he wants to kill every baby that moves.
That's why I joined the Marines.
That has hair.
That's why I joined the Marines.
Yes, Matthew, we know you're undivided nature towards Marines for no absolute reason. We understand what you
mean. Anyway, they've asked me to be what's called a rear guard. There is a... That's what it's called! Dang it.
Rear guard.
That's like a really gay.
Matthew, guard the rear.
When
Matthew's not going to be good at that job. His rear is always wide open.
Oh God.
I wouldn't want Matthew protecting my rear. He may plan a sneak attack.
You psychotic bitch. You psychotic bitch.
If anything's going to happen to my rear, Matthew's going to come running towards it.
Anyway.
The Army Rear Guard! You can. Army Strong Rear Guard!
Alright, anyway, what that is when a unit gets deployed, about.
Here's the hole, guard it.
About 5 to 10 members of that unit stay behind stateside to keep the families informed of what's going on. And
no trespassing.
So basically, that's
violators will be raped.
To inform the families if somebody dies.
Inform the families. If the unit needs anything, they call us. We make sure it gets to them and stuff like that. Make sure the unit's supplied and make sure everything stateside is going well.
All right. If Matthew is one of those people who drive to their house and tell them, I would be scared out of my mind if I saw him walking up in a yellow cab.
One, and wouldn't be
like,
one, yeah. And wouldn't be a yellow cab for one.
Yeah.
And two, yes, that's part of my job, actually, to do that episode.
Yes, as long as the people don't turn their back to you.
Anyway, so you're doing that for the summer and then going back to Tabor, or?
Like, if he knocked on my door, I'd, like, punch him.
That's the
point. Wow, that was a really huge silence
keep,
for no reason.
I just keep getting the mental picture of Matthew coming up to somebody's door.
I just get the mental picture of Matthew walking up to a fellow soldier going, got a problem with your rear? Has anyone been near your rear today? I'm guarding the rears. Why is your microphone off?
Damn it.
Oh, thank you, Matthew. Nothing for me to bleep. This is the show with the most bleeps ever.
Good. Bitch.
So have you...
I tried to cuss again, so where you have to bleep it, but it came out bitch, which isn't it.
That one you could say.
Any of you guys still have nightmares?
No.
Okay, that was the most random question ever.
I know, I just thought about it because I had...
drawing is a nightmare, I can tell you that right now. Yeah.
What have you added in the last 5 minutes we've been talking to Matthew?
Alright. The devil...
has a cape.
Oh my god!
With a pitchfork on his back so he can whip it out and poke people with it.
Okay! I'm isolating that tonight!
Now, the sky has a hole in it where the devil came out. And then
it's the dirtiest.
There's a cityscape, and then I drew the Statue of Liberty with its head getting flown off because
from the Cloverfield.
Yeah, because the Cloverfield monster whacked it off with his big ass tail.
Ass tail.
It's amazing, Colby.
Matthew, do you need to protect his rear?
We had this big ass hole today.
Me and Colby have this joke.
Did you catch the double entendre?
Me and Colby have this joke where we'll say big ass something or like small ass something, and then we'll laugh because we'll combine ass and the word we said. Like,
and it's a big ass car, and then it's an ass car.
It's funny. Well, today I was commenting on these metal gorillas they have by the zoo, and I go, why do the gorillas have big assholes in their head? And then we realized what I said, and it was very funny.
Oh, my God.
So, Matthew, you're going to be staying at Tabor till May. When's your last day?
May 24th.
Okay. I get
That's
up at 6.
Saturday. How can a Saturday be your last day?
That's when dorms close. And graduation is that day.
You get out on the 6th? Mm-hmm. Lucky bitch. I get out on the 22nd.
Hey, guess when I get out of school.
Shut up, you there. Bleep that ass.
I can actually taber the 20th.
Wow, Matthew, you really killed the show.
Thank you. The 20th is technically my last day.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm pretty good. Sure if we rewound the show, I would have asked you that question probably about 45 seconds ago.
Maybe.
Is this making noise?
No, not at all. We'll just wait until you're done. Okay, everybody just do it.
I'm almost done.
I'm not going to break. I'm going to let you guys do this. I don't care.
Oh my gosh.
All right, I'm done.
Matthew, if you hear that at night in the men's dorms, you need to guard those rears.
So many rear puns. Guarding.
So you're leaving Tabor in May, and then you're going to live in an apartment till when?
August.
Okay, and then in August, you're doing what?
I'm going back to Tabor.
Going to screw your ass?
And so in between that time, you're doing what?
You're going to screw your ass.
No, he's the rear guard. He's preventing that.
No. It means the exact opposite of what it says. So he's really going to be screwing those asses.
Matthew's the rapist?
Yes.
To the army?
Duh.
Matthew's the
Where
army.
Were wow. you for the past hour? Seriously, dude.
I've been here.
Yeah. Well, sitting there like a little bitch. And I saw my chart for the Colby and Colton show. We had the most numbers down.
Yes, the May of March.
The month of March.
Yes.
And you canceled it for no reason. Oh, 20 viewers. Duh. I'm smart. Duh. When it was the most freaking downloads ever, you little bitch.
Well, you had the most downloads
ever. Suck on that.
We had the most downloads ever because MSN, Yahoo, and Google downloaded your show 75 times each.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Actually, why?
Because your show was up long enough that Google decided to index it, and I'm pretty sure that Microsoft and Yahoo only watch what Google does and then do it right afterwards, because about 3 months into a show, Google will index it, and they usually download every single file. Since I was 20, you got about 60 downloads from that alone. I'm sorry.
Wow.
But our show did really good this month.
Right.
Sweet.
Right. Dude, Beautiful Monsters had 7,000 downloads last month.
Holy crap.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Yes.
Whitney.
Yeah.
Good job.
Wait.
I don't know if that was good or bad. Good job.
I was going to say, is this my fault or is this my doing? Because either way, it's not.
Oh, and What to Read is the second best show on Duo Now.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah, the High Res had 100 and...
I'm surprised because my family always pokes fun at me about it.
Why?
Because apparently...
You
they
do a
just
book show?
Don't uh-huh. like me.
What do no, they say? Like, what
my
do you mean?
Aunt was just like, "Do you actually read the books?" And
I love how your aunt watches all these shows.
No, well, it's my aunt Leala.
Is she the one that got mad at you for the episode of Colby and Colton Video Podcast?
No, that was a different one.
Oh, okay.
But my brother thinks that, you know, I don't read crap, and he thinks that it's retarded that I'm doing such things.
Yeah, he's just jealous because he's working at Target.
See, I'm making this picture
yep.
longer than my table, so it's going to get really hard to draw here.
You have to start drawing it up the wall.
No, because now all this stuff is up here and in the way, and it's stupid.
We should
and I can't really draw more stuff under the water, because that's stupid.
You could draw a lot of, like,
You're
giant
stupid,
squids.
You know?
Giant
no,
gorillas.
No. No.
Did anyone just catch
no.
the giant gorillas on the wall?
No.
Yes.
That's why I said no, because it's impossible.
Did anyone...
You should draw SpongeBob and Patrick.
With guns!
No,
Sandy,
you remember that SpongeBob
people.
Episode?
With the gorilla?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a random gorilla. And then they figured that out, and then he rode away on a
horse.
Sea zebra.
Yeah.
Okay, SpongeBob has gotten really weird
I
now.
I love yeah. SpongeBob. It's
okay.
funny.
SpongeBob creeps me out. All right.
Did you ever see the episode of Doodle Bob?
Yes.
That's my favorite episode of all time.
Is that the one where his drawing comes to life and like
yeah,
attacks people?
Yeah, he's always just going, back, back.
Okay, I wish everybody could see that. Now I regret
do
not
it
doing
again.
A live show.
Do it again.
Back, back.
Oh my god.
My ear itches.
Everybody has gone completely insane.
Really, Matthew?
I finally drank some pop, so I'm in a good mood.
Because we're definitely the ones that went to a mental institute.
Oh, what a burn.
Suck on that!
I was beyond their help.
So what are you doing in the 2 months you're in Wichita? Just guarding rears? Is that all you're doing?
I have 2 months of drill, which is rear guard.
But it's here in Wichita.
Yes.
So you have 2 months of guarding rears in Wichita. So and that's then, June and July, and then August. So...
Oh, no, not 2 months. 2 weeks. Sorry.
Wow. There's a huge time difference there.
2 weeks in June, I'll be doing drill. Besides
rear guard,
that...
Yes, guarding rears.
I'll be doing working at volunteering at a church. So
it's because you're gay.
I'm gonna try to volunteer at Colonial Heights and then working with Duo stuff.
Colonial Heights in Hayesville?
No, Colonial Heights Baptist off Webb and Harry.
All right, he gets kicked out of the army for almost killing somebody. Like a church is gonna accept him? Where that's like the exact opposite.
Matthew
of what
told
you're
me a story yesterday about how a church didn't want him to come. You want to tell that story, Matthew? Didn't you tell me about the pastor that didn't want you to come over to their house or whatever?
Nope.
Okay, wow.
The girl...
Way to go,
no.
Matthew. Way to go.
I went to the house of... Oh, well.
Because he definitely knows what he's talking about.
I could tell the story, but it's just not worth it. Because it ruins the flow of the show if I have to tell one of Matthew's stories.
Trying to think of what the hell you're
there.
Talking about.
There's SpongeBob shooting
Yay!
At the boat.
Yay! Wow. You should draw his pineapple.
Yeah.
We'll come back with an update on Colby's drawing.
I don't know how to draw a pineapple, though.
Just draw, like, don't draw the details of it. Just, you know, draw like how the cartoon all right. is.
All right, take us a break, wow. bitch.
This is the Seth and Colby Show. This is Duo.com. You'll never need a TV or radio again. Duo.com. Duo.com. This is the Seth and Colby Show.
What's up, spin stars?
Nothing. You know, this is a luncheon shower, girls only.
No problem. The guys are having a little shindig of their own in the warehouse from 2:30 to 3:15. It is the only time the prop was available. Sort of a guy's night out. A GNO, if you will. A GNO. Actually, it's more of a guy's afternoon in. A G-A-I, a gay, not, it's, not gay, it's, just a, it's a bridal shower for guys, a guy shower, an hour-long shower with guys.
You can call Seth and Colby every Saturday from 1 to 3 o'clock Central Standard Time at 1-316-665-7338.
You can email Seth and Colby anytime from anywhere in the world. SethandColby at duo.com.
What?
Waiting for everybody to talk.
Hell was that clip?
This is Story of the Year. This is my song.
Colby likes this song, so I played it for him.
It's a good song.
I'll find out what the name is.
Well, you named it
The Truth Shall
Set
You
Free.
Free. Nice.
It's an awesome song.
It's really sad we can only play 45 seconds of songs.
Damn. Such a good song.
That's it.
Yeah, Evans.
That's all we can play
Seth
of songs.
Story.
Don't do that
wow,
again.
Wow, Whitney, that was really gay. Not gonna lie, that was really gay.
She did that a lot on Colby and Colton.
Yeah, I did.
That's Story.
Why do you do that?
I don't know.
All right, well, tell us the dream about you becoming a vampire and raping
she's
women.
She's technically
I
gay.
Did not become a vampire.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, keep going. Sorry.
No. Is the update of your drawing?
Oh, no. It was a different story, but go on.
Oh. I just had the weird-ass dream on Wednesday. My brother killed somehow an evil twin of himself, and then he miraculously turned to a vampire, and so did my sister. And my sister got really crazy, and she bit me. And it was just awkward. It kind of freaked me out, basically.
That's it?
Look at him.
I know.
Beat him with it.
Beat him with what?
Just take it away from him and beat him. I'll turn off your mic so you can beat him. Oh my god! He just like dropped it on his eye. Now he's protecting himself with scissors. Because Matthew was trained by Army and may at any time sneak up behind him and snap his neck.
That was my bad knee, you bitch. Why the hell am I laughing?
I don't know, actually.
It was because you knew you deserved it, you bitch.
Get away! Stay away!
Holy crap, on fire!
Oh my god, your hand off.
You bitch!
I hate it that Matthew's it's so close to me.
Hold on. I have to get a good theme for this. Just wait one second.
Don't hurt me!
Matthew, you deserve that. You deserved that.
Don't do it.
Johnny Bravo. I love this cartoon.
Sassy. Man,
I all like.
They're attacking each other right now.
Oh. What? Jesus.
I know.
Hey
there,
Seth.
Oh! My face! You son of a bitch! I didn't do
son
a damn
beach.
Thing to you!
Son
such
of a
you bastard. You deserved that. You know you did.
No, I didn't.
Wait, why?
Yes, you did.
Wait, why did he deserve it?
Because
he
takes apart his damn mic
does
stand.
That always.
Every damn show!
Yeah, it's always.
Crazy
Matthew,
blew it.
It's always. Matthew, don't mess with the mics. Okay.
Wow, I'm not wearing headphones right now so I can hear the destruction of my show.
It's so gay. Every time it'll be unscrewed and we're like, Matthew, what are you doing? Oh, nothing.
Anyways, let me tell my story. Wait, no, it's not a story. I had a question. Isn't Timory now technically a lesbian?
What?
I don't think so, not yet.
The relationship hasn't commenced yet.
Yeah.
But it will in
because
the future.
She's going to break up with the boy she's going out with right now. And then go out with a lady named Melissa.
I thought she liked that guy that she was dating.
She does, but...
she likes a lot of guys.
I think that maybe she'll keep him on the side, maybe?
No, I'm pretty sure she's done with him because last night she showed up with a thing of beer and wearing really hot, skanky outfit.
Right.
And he was pissed because she was pissed because he only mentioned the beer. So I think in Timory's book...
So she came over to your place?
Yeah, today.
Yeah, and we did it? What?
What?
What? Oh, Maddie, me and Timory do it all the time. Sorry, I took your girlfriend away.
No, I knew what she was wearing when she left, but you said that she was really pissed. I thought she was so pissed that she went over to your place.
No, she did not come over for a pity F.
Never mind.
Update on the drawing.
Okay.
I have drawn SpongeBob's house, SpongeBob, Patrick and Patrick's rock.
That's awesome.
Where are you getting these?
These are all ones I brought from my house.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Is this Ghostbusters?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
That's great. Hey, you know
what
you need to get?
You've never seen that movie?
You know what you need to get?
What?
Da 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 da.
I will.
Da 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 da. What is this?
I remember watching this cartoon. Inspector Gadget.
Yes.
I watched the cartoon when I was little.
That is an old cartoon.
Exactly, Colby. That's why it's funny. Matthew, sing along to this song.
No.
Sing it. Do it, Matthew.
I don't know the words.
I'm not going to train you with Photoshop unless you do this.
What?
Sing along.
Inspector Gadget.
Come on. It's about over, Matthew.
No.
Okay, fine. No Photoshop training for Matthew.
Damn you, Matthew.
I'll do it.
And then drop a metal thing on your knee. What? This Pinky and the Brain.
Yes.
I love this cartoon.
Why? How do you have these?
I have them on my computer. Pinky and the Brain. I brought them over. Pinky and the Brain. One is a genius, the other's insane. And the Tory mice, their genes have been spliced.
They're Pinky and the Brain, 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 Brain. Oh, God.
I will be in for dawning of the sun. They pick over the world. Pinky and the Brain. Oh my gosh, I remember this cartoon. It was so funny.
Yeah? Sorry.
Such a bitch.
Okay, stop this. Stop that
music. No, Seth.
Yes.
Seth, look. Look, yeah. He can't hear anything.
Yeah, I know.
Just letting you know.
Yeah, I know. I know he can't.
Okay. Oh god, my eye itches so bad. Alright. There's this big blank space on the left side of the drawing. What else could I do? Something torturous.
Flying guillotine blades.
Yeah, that's smart.
I don't know. I'm trying to find that final countdown.
You have volcano. Oh, you have volcano erupting.
Ah, my eye.
Sit.
What is it? Oh yeah.
Yes!
Oh
yes!
Final countdown!
Now you need to beat Matthew's face in! Let's just listen to this for a few seconds. Are they actually singing this song?
Yeah, they say the final countdown!
Europe, apparently.
Wow.
Alright, we are definitely keeping that in the cart machine.
Yes.
That is amazing. I'm going to put it right next to this one.
Nice.
Whitney, what are you doing?
I'm looking at the Grand Theft Auto.
That map is huge.
Yeah, I know. That's really cool. You should hang this up, Colby.
Whoa. Dude.
Grand Theft Auto is huge, dude.
You're huge.
I'm gonna stay. Oh my God. I'm gonna stay at your house for like 4 or 5 hours after we get off the show and play Grand Theft Auto.
That's cool with me.
I'm going to.
Sorry.
Thank you, Whitney.
I'm drawing this big ass.
I'm sorry,
squid
I had to.
Right
I had to look
ass
at it.
Squid.
Damn.
Yeah!
Poor Colby, your ear's bleeding.
I will destroy this yacht! And then he sinks it, because he's intelligent.
Oh my.
What?
Touchy Tuesdays. Honk, honk. At last you get to honk for honk,
oh,
for honkers.
So hot!
Draw on your fan. Oh, where to go? I'll go get it.
Oh! Move your damn foot! I'm sure you can.
It's a 6-pound burger.
Thank you, Colby.
Oh, that is such an inappropriate picture.
Oh my. Right now, Colby's just putting a fan up.
Shut up! Okay.
Thank you, Colby.
I love you.
gosh.
Oh my god.
Oh shit.
Look at that picture. Look at that picture.
Yes, I know.
It's so inappropriate.
Well, it is Grand Theft Auto. What did you expect?
I know.
Dude, we need to get those commercials from there.
What?
No. Why do you have my badass glasses on?
For this reason. This is completely visual.
Yes, it is.
I know. Seth's just giving his badass stare at everybody.
This is the greatest song ever made.
Yes, it is.
I'm serious. How did I not know about this song before Arrested Development? Wendy, did you know that? Have you heard
of
that song? Who's the band?
Europe?
You just said Europe.
Well, I was hoping you didn't hear me. So
yeah. Smart one.
Thanks, Colby.
Yeah.
You know what that means? Hours of this.
Yes!
Wow, that was not annoying or loud at all.
Exactly.
You wouldn't hear the most annoying sound in the world.
Da, 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 da.
Wow, we are retarded. We are never going to get a job
God
in radio.
Help me.
When
Send
I
me,
put
please.
My show on the resume, I'm going to say Seth and Colby Show, except episode 5.
And they say, I need to be in an insane asylum. Holy crap.
Yeah, people do.
You do need to be.
You're retarded.
Yeah, and you went. You've been in jail and a mental institution, and now you guard rears. What is... Matthew was like the gold mine of like...
Comedy
exactly.
General.
I mean, he's a rear guard, which is just funny. He worked at Prairie View and got raped there, and then he got raped in jail. And he gets driven
Lies.
Around by an old guy in the military that scares me.
That guy scared the hell out of me.
What?
Who was that?
Is that your butt buddy?
Yeah, no. It was. It was. He was really old and weird.
331st Med Group.
Colby just starts dancing whenever I play that song.
Woo! Nice.
I'm just going to play it randomly during the show.
Oh, headbang again.
Oh, God. That made me dizzy.
Oh. Okay, what else is there to talk about, Colby?
My ass.
Your ass, huh? I don't think
what are you drawing
I don't
now,
think your
Colby?
Mic's on right now.
Yep, you're right. I'm drawing a big squid.
A big ass squid.
Okay, what are we going to talk about?
Anything.
There's nothing else for me to talk about.
Yeah, there is. This week I was raped by a llama.
Okay, you can tell that
oh
story.
Oh my.
Yeah, all right. So, for some odd reason, after I went to help Seth move, I went to the sedan. And magically, there was a llama in the sedan.
Wow.
And it saw me and it got very aroused.
Oh, God. Cody's gonna pass out. Head banging.
Wow.
Poor Colby.
Oh my god.
We really need to be getting this on tape. Damn camera.
Really, we should be.
Oh god.
You just. Never mind.
Anyways, I was in the sedan and it became very aroused and then mounted me and stuck it in my booty hole.
It's time for Animaniacs.
Oh my god. This is so old.
Okay, wow.
I watch that show all the time.
That's a funny show.
Do you still have him on the devil voice?
No.
This is Doug. Oh, this is so amazing.
Oh,
what?
My God.
Holy God.
This is so
old. You just turned your mic
on. Yeah, I did. So old.
Okay, you guys are gay.
You're gay.
And that's not...
No, that is comedy gold. That's what that is.
Is this Madlock or what? I was trying to make sure.
I think I'm too young to.
I never watched an episode of it, but I've seen the theme song to that so many times.
No one's gonna get this one.
What is this?
That's Mission Hill.
Yeah,
I never watched that.
Never even heard of it.
What is this? What is this?
This is the theme song to Monty Python's Flying Circus. That's a good one. Oh, great. This one, no one will be able to understand what this one is.
It's the Muppet Show!
I love this!
You know what'd be great to do with this one?
What?
Watch this.
It's the Muppet Show!
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh.
Holy crap.
Oh, that was timed amazingly well.
Pink Panther.
You know what's funny is we own all of these. My dad will watch this show all the time.
I don't even know what the Pink Panther is.
What?
I'm sorry. I've never seen an episode of Pink Panther.
Not even...
Or a movie or whatever it is.
That's sad.
Really?
Nope.
I'm gonna have to let you watch a show.
Hey, paisanos! It's the Super Mario Brothers Super Show!
With the Mario Brothers. Yo, turn up the bass! We're not like the others who get all the fame. If you're sick as in trouble, you can call us on the double. We're faster than the others, you'll be hooked on the brothers. Yo!
Did you just say humped by the brothers?
You just ruined my childhood! What a hoe!
Oh my god.
Alright, now there's a giant squid.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's an Asquith.
Wow, this thing is so good.
We're tiny, we're toony, we're all a little loony. And in this cartoony, we're invading your TV. We crack up all the sensors. I'm to the and Joseph Comedy. Oh. So here's at the anchors, it's a whole wide world at one. Our host, he only stands alone and cartoon like a lot.
They're funny, they're Babs and Buster. What the? What is this? What is this?
Oh, good. Thundercats. No, wait, no.
No,
wrong one.
I believe this is the theme to Thundercats.
No. What was that?
This is the best song ever made.
No, what was that other one?
Oh, that was X-Men.
Oh, I never was allowed to watch that when I was a kid.
You weren't allowed to watch X-Men, you were allowed to watch Pinky and the Brain.
Yep.
Wow.
I watched Hysteria.
This is the drama. Extended mix.
Hard to stop.
The extended mix of this song is really cool. Matthew just put his foot up. Everybody knows what that means. It's time to do this.
Damn.
You didn't answer that one.
Gotta start first.
Oh, it's gotta have the drum intro? Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Oh my god.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
The only bad thing is they can't see me doing what I do.
I know, but it's entertaining to us. So yes. We can laugh about our listeners. They better just be happy we're even here today, for all I care.
Wow.
Do the Mario!
Yo!
Swing your arms from side to side. Come on, it's time to go! Do the Mario! Take one step, and then again, let's do the Mario!
Wow, that's not gay at all.
Yeah, it's really gay.
Oh, world's loudest TV theme!
How long have we been into this show?
Yeah, we got 3 minutes left. Trying to see if I played all of them. I think I did.
Oh,
that sucks.
Oh, we got this one. This one opens with so much bass. Dun, dun.
Star Trek 39. We've landed on the planet Gookin Guggenleo.
Holy crap.
It's a surfer ship.
sweet. Oh, God.
Okay, surfer guy.
So we're going surfing. Woo!
Wow.
Suck it.
Oh, Jack 39.
Duke and Guckle. This is the Seth and Colby Show. DEWOH.com. Duo.com. Listen to the radio, Duo.com. This is the Seth and Colby Show.
We're reckless, arrogant, stupid f***s. And the Film Actors Guild are p***s. And Kim Jong-il is an a***hole. F***s don't like f***s. Because f***s get f***ed by f***s. But f***s also who just want to shit on everything. May think they can deal with that their way, but the only thing that can is a dick with some balls. The problem with is that sometimes they too much or when it isn't appropriate.
Yes, Gary, yes.
And it takes a to show them that. But sometimes f***ies get so full of that they become f***ies themselves. Because f***ies are only an inch and a half away from f***ies. I don't know much in this crazy, crazy world. But I do know that if you don't let us f*** this we are going to have our f***ies and our f***ies all covered in f***ies.
You may not believe it, but Colby is wearing women's panties right now. The Seth and Colby Show.
That's awkward.
Not at all.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Does it make you feel sexy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I turned off our intro music to do that. Fast forward, it'll come out for another week. I had a hard enough time getting masked.
Can I throw some scissors at your face?
Why are you on a weird phaser?
I am.
Dude, listen to yourself.
Oh my God.
Am I on a phaser?
Yeah, that's what you do when you're on phaser. Just breathe into the mic.
Do it again. Put me back on.
You on? I never turned you off.
Yeah. Nuh-uh.
Really?
Yeah.
You can't tell the difference?
No, I can't.
Wow, you're dumb.
All the way up. Damn.
I can't turn you all the
way up. Thank you.
Yell into it. It's too
no, hard. I don't.
Do not do like chicken gurgling.
Right, I'm done. You can turn it off. I'm done with that.
Oh, man.
Yep. All right, anything else you want to talk about?
Done.
Nope.
Seth, you look tired.
I am tired.
Why are you tired?
Why are you tired?
I'm not tired. I'm up headbanging to some weird music.
Ah!
You need to wake up.
He's
putting his fan right by his face.
Oh, you know what I forgot to do?
What?
I hate
hey,
you.
Hey, not with my badass shades.
You're such a bitch. Stop it! Yeah, what now?
Is Malachi at home?
No, he's with his girlfriend.
Does he have a cell phone?
Yes.
What's his number? One. Hold on. One.
Ow.
Three, one,
stop
six.
It!
Hold up the numbers for his cell phone. Okay.
Damn, okay. I always keep stopping.
Nine? Okay. Yeah, there's four more numbers. Six?
No.
No? Oh, seven. Who uses stupid. Their thumb?
Everyone to count to 10.
Okay.
Stupid bitch.
Okay. Nine again?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, first I gotta make sure that we're actually going to be broadcasting.
He probably won't answer. I would doubt that he would.
I wish my
mug
beat machine was
yeah.
working.
Yeah. Yeah. Bird.
Yeah.
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 Yeah,
Mockingbird, don't everybody have you she's gonna buy me a
Mockingbird.
And if that Mockingbird don't say, she's gonna buy me a diamond ring.
Seth, going now, please.
You're a bitch.
Hello, check, check, okay.
Are you on yet, bitch?
La 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 la.
She said, my dick.
That's a lollipop. She said,
I'm gonna buy that song.
Ooh,
it's so good.
Please.
I'm gonna when I get my laptop.
Yay.
Just somewhere.
What are you going to do to him?
Just yell at him.
Oh, okay. He probably won't answer.
Like a lollipop.
Is that his voicemail?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
He called your message back to the tone. Defended numeric page.
Thank you, Colby. For that glorious audio.
Or for delivery options.
You want to see the beauty of radio? Wait till this message.
Oh my gosh.
Feel sorry for your
Don't
brother.
Tell him that was me.
Okay.
Tell him it was Brian Foster calling him in the passion of the night.
Oh my god.
I should have put some shower sound effects behind that.
Oh my god.
He knocked his microphone over. I think the next time I should play this, I think you should stand up and just start beating Matthew like you're in a mosh pit.
That would be
I think
funny.
Am I on? Yeah.
Yeah, you're on.
Okay. Now you got me tired.
Seth has gotten up, and he's over. He's, he just knocked Matthew out of his seat.
I win!
Dang it! We need to get this show on tape!
I'm king of the pit!
You know, seriously, I thought...
What the F was that? Holy shucks!
That was the battle of the giants.
At first, I thought you were going over to hump it. You just...
I just pushed Matthew, and he fell like 5 feet.
That was amazing.
Yes, Seth. It was. Don't ever forget that I have the power to push you all out of your chairs.
Oh, yeah? Do it. I'm joking. Sit back down.
No. No.
All right, too late. It's over now.
No, I'll stab you, you little bitch.
Just come on up.
Yep, here we go.
He's going over.
I knew that was coming.
Punch Matthew out again.
Why strangle me?
Because you're closer.
So?
And your boobs look really elegant right now.
Your tatas are coming in pretty nice.
Matthew! He has nice boobs!
What shyster are you smoking?
So damn tired.
Get away.
That screaming hurt my mouth and throat. Are you seriously mainly gonna... throat.
Oh, I just cut his headphones. Might as well just cut the rest.
Yeah, you might as well. You should do is you should cut it all the way up to the very top and then like wire the end back on up like a millimeter of cord. That's all that's left. Like, dude, this song is
badass. Matthew, what are you doing?
No!
What the? What are you doing? Dear God! He just flung
his... Dude, I think those broke.
You serious?
Yeah. Did those break?
Yeah, those broke.
We just destroyed two pairs of headphones in the last 20 minutes. 2 minutes. In the last two minutes, we've broken two pairs of headphones. How did those break? You're just like tossed. You know what it is? You know
can I cut Matthews?
It's this right here. This music has been destroying our lives.
Wow.
Oh, damn it, you stop it all the time.
No.
Not done.
Nope, keep it down.
I don't hear it anymore, so.
That's because I paused it, bitch.
Nope. Can I turn off the speakers?
You believe we just broke two pairs of headphones?
I know.
In the last minute.
You can make it three.
Do not.
Yeah, those cost about $30, so suck on that.
Well, the big ones cost about $20.
Yeah, I do not care. Still more expensive.
No one understands that. This needs to be videoed today.
No one.
Yes,
like,
does.
Today has been the most episode in the... What did you just do? What did you just do?
I topped out the head...
Yeah, that makes a difference.
Dude, that tops out.
That's weird.
Why'd you take the puff away? You're throwing it like a jackass. That's all you're doing.
What about this?
I'm gonna take this off.
That's awesome.
Well, that's not annoying at all. I really like how it
Wow. Seth, I think it's time to end the show.
This is the Seth and Colby Show. DEWOH.com.
changing the way you listen to the radio. Duo.com. This is the Seth and Colby Show.
Chris, your father and I are very upset by this new attitude of yours.
I don't care what you think of me!
Oh, God, I envy that. I am so self-conscious about what people think of me.
I am out of here!
You know, I think I may have an idea what's causing his behavior, Peter. Look at all this stuff. Listen to these lyrics. I rip it hardcore like porno flick bitches. I roll with groups of ghetto bastards with biscuits.
Oh, look, they got a translation for white people. I give 110% when it comes to helping my community, even though I occasionally associate with some less than reputable characters.
Peter, these lyrics are filthy. All this violent music is what's screwing Chris up. What the hell? Marilyn Manson? Is that who's causing all this?
Yeah, it's all him or her's fault. Who does he or she think he or she is? Look, you can totally see his or her nipples. That's obscene, maybe.
There's only one thing to do.
You're right. We gotta find this Marilyn Manson, and I gotta give that bastard or bitch a piece of my mind or penis.
But we want Seth to hurry the f*** up. The Seth and Colby Show.
Wow, I said that.
Really
fast. Show, headphones listen.
Yep.
Very sad.
Yep.
Look at all those radio stations we have to go. Thank you for cussing me.
Dang it. Dang it.
You got your potty mouth tonight.
Your potty mouth.
What? Yeah, Matthew, I had to play some things you said too.
Like, once. Twice.
Exactly like that. Thank you for doing it, Jeff.
Narf.
We're just going to do the last 15 minutes of silence. Where'd Whitney go?
I got three messages.
Where'd Whitney go?
Hey, you up, or is it too late for you?
Who's that from?
Ashley. Mass 4 doesn't come out for another week.
I don't know what that
thought
is.
Thought Amin-Ra would have it with them. Had a hard enough time getting Mass 3. Drunk guy just decided to start rocking out with Death Computer.
Thank you for okay. Listening to bulletins.
Yep.
Courtesy of Twitter.
Anytime.
LCHC.
Oh my god.
Let's do 15 minutes of best of.
Okay.
We're done.
Yep. Yeah.
There's nothing else to talk about. Whitney actually left.
Yep. Because she's a little bitch.
I don't know where the heck she went to.
Slut!
So, thanks a lot for listening.
I got boobs on my phone.
Can I see them?
Nope.
Damn it.
Maybe.
Where the... Oh, I didn't load Headspin.
They're underage.
So... Dun-dun-dun!
I forget how...
Oh, my God. Set the shit up.
I forget how Headspin goes.
That's how it goes.
Do-do-do. Yeah, that's why.
Alright, well, anyway. Bam. So,
Play it.
I don't have it.
No.
Play what?
Boom.
Oh, you asked what you want to end the show with today?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I gotta go back to that page. Right. Here we go. Alright, thanks everybody for listening. Kind of strange that Whitney walked right in the door as soon as that song started.
Come back next week.
Yes, we'll be back, full show, hopefully with headphones.
Yep.
One.
And less
two,
five.
Three. Six.
Three,
five, three, three, eight, and 1-3, like Colby said. This is when you can watch us live. That's livingcolby.com. We'll be back next week.
Email us at
livingcolby.com.
That's right. We'll be back next week. Let's check this pig
in the face.